Welcome to the Not Old, Better podcast, a podcast dedicated to your future. The Not Old, Better podcast is all about revealing your future, offering clarity, health, happiness, and all things senior geek chic. And now your host, Paul Vogelzang.
Welcome to the show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, host of the Not Old, Better show. Today, another in our Movies for Adults series, and today's review will be an exciting one. That wonderful foreboding music in the background is the theme music to the new film, Jason Bourne. The character, of course, was created by Robert Ludlum, who wrote a series of Bourne novels. Bourne, as you probably remember, is a CIA assassin who goes rogue after losing and regaining his memory in the first book of the series, The Bourne Identity. Matt Damon played Bourne in the hit film adaptation and went on to make two sequels, The Bourne Supremacy and The Bourne Ultimatum, with director Paul Greengrass. Now, 9 years after The Ultimatum, Damon and Greengrass have returned with Jason Bourne. Even those who have never seen the movies know the name, Secret Agent Jason Bourne, a human wrecking machine, played by Matt Damon.
I remember everything.
You're never going to find any peace. Not till you admit to yourself who you really are.
I know who I am. This is Jason Bourne.
As he claims, Bourne remembers everything, or at least thinks he does. With this restored knowledge, he crisscrosses the globe, piecing together the new bits that have come to light. At the same time, the fugitive is being hunted by another government-trained asset, played by Vincent Cassel, with an axe to grind. As such, this newest installment of the Bourne movies offers an exciting script and plenty of action to keep you engaged. As a fan of the franchise from the very beginning, I enjoyed learning more about Bourne's shrouded backstory. Not to worry, no spoilers here at all. The movie moves at a fast pace, and there's lots of connections to recent wild world events. The movie brings a feeling of reality to the screen rather than just entertainment. As I say, it's been 9 years since Matt Damon has been in a Bourne movie. That's a pretty long time. And it seems unusual for a star of a movie franchise that successful to take so long to sign on to do another one. I can't imagine it was for lack of wanting to do one. I mean, Matt Damon has said in many interviews that whenever he's in airports, the first things that fans say to him is, "When are you going to make another Bourne movie?" And so he's wanted to do one. But he and Paul Greengrass, who's the director, they wanted to make sure that they did one that had relevance, that really worked as a thriller and worked in the real world as well. You remember that when we last left Jason Bourne, he was standing on the tip of an iceberg leading to information about his life before becoming a lethal CIA operative. Little did he know just how much more was under the surface. Nikki Parsons, the ex-CIA agent played by Julia Stiles, has discovered new facts about Bourne's past, which, of course, yanks him out of obscurity and straight onto the radar of the federal agency's director, Robert Dewey, played by the awesome Tommy Lee Jones. Also at the Langley offices is Heather Lee, wonderfully played, in my opinion, by Alicia Vikander, who's a new and ambitious employee eager to prove her worth. She orchestrates many of the roadblocks thrown up in an effort to bring Bourne in alive. In a nutshell, here's the plot. People chase Bourne around the world, trying to kill him. Well, the first person chasing him actually wants his help. Nikki Parsons, as I said just a moment ago, played by Julia Stiles, this ex-CIA agent, she is acting on behalf of a Julian Assange-like figure bent on exposing CIA ops going back decades among them, the one where Bourne was first recruited as an assassin, which happened before the first film, The Bourne Identity. She also knows stuff about Bourne's dead dad that will help him understand his life and maybe, down the road, crack a smile. As I say about Alicia Vikander, she's wonderful. She plays the CIA computer whiz tasked with tracking Bourne, who thinks she can bring him back into the fold. The CIA director, played ominously by Tommy Lee Jones, disagrees and grumbles about those damn civil liberties interfering with national security. At one point, together, Vikander's character and Tommy Lee Jones's character reach Bourne by phone while watching him from 1,000 miles away. Here's that clip.
Bourne, my name is Heather Lee.
I'm not in charge here. I wasn't here when you went missing. I can see you going through the old Treadstone files.
Retracing your history. I know you're looking for something.
Let me help you find it.
Give me that phone.
Yes, sir.
Jason, this is Robert Dewey. Do you remember me?
Jason, your dad was a patriot.
He could see the threats that America was facing, and like you, he chose to serve his country
out of a profound sense of duty.
He would not want to see you harm the agency.
You have to stop this. And you have to stop it now.
I think it works. I mean, you know, obviously, first, there's the thriller aspect of it, you know, where Jason Bourne, you know, is really this personal aspect for him. He's always in these films, at least. He wants to find out more about his past and about how he became who he was. And so he's doing that, but also, as he's investigating this, he stumbles upon this plot, a CIA kind of dark black ops operation that's going to involve full spectrum surveillance. That's going to involve a lot of questions that really are in the news today. Questions of personal privacy against public safety, questions that really we can hear. And we can hear in this clip a name that will sound familiar to everyone.
We've just been hacked. Could be worse than Snowden.
Facial recognition got a hit.
That's Jason Bourne.
Why would he come back now?
One of the things I love about this, and you can hear it in that clip, is in addition to the name Snowden, you hear the urgency. You hear everyone is tense. Everyone is on point. Everyone is worried. Everyone is active. And they carry you along. And that's one of the reasons they were so good. Unfortunately, some of the fight sequences are a little choppy and kind of hard to follow. And occasionally, it's difficult to feel a little bit like they are, those fight sequences, a continuous part of the scene. In my opinion, the young age of Heather Lee character, played by Alicia Vikander, feels a bit out of place, especially in comparison to the cast of the other seasoned veterans. You may remember Joan Allen's portrayal of Pamela Landy. She was in The Bourne Supremacy and The Bourne Ultimatum. That seemed a little bit more in line to me with other high-level CIA officials and government officials, kind of in my own experience, but I liked it. I did. It's really a compulsively watchable film, very propulsive. You know, they've got a great new cast of villains, Alicia Vikander, Tommy Lee Jones, Vincent Cassel. It's got a look. Because both Greengrass and cinematographer Barry Aykroyd have this deep documentary experience, it feels really real. Vincent Cassel, was quoted as saying it manages to make everything look like images stolen from reality. You know, they're not saying that about James Bond. I consider this film a kind of controlled escapism, or engaged escapism, maybe, you know, where you really have it both ways. You have a hero doing heroic things, triumphing, but he's not doing it in some fantasy Marvel universe. He's doing it in today's real world. And in some ways, I think that's extremely satisfying. And I think for my audience, these films have always been, I think, very successful because we have found them all very satisfying. It's bringing a little bit of fantasy into real problems, and that's a very seductive combination. Even as Bourne is faced with these situations such as navigating turbulent crowds amidst tear gas and Molotov cocktails, we still see a noble character in this expertly trained assassin. He never was one to shy away from a fight with his fists or a gun, and that's the case again in this film. The interesting thing is that there is a level of humanity when he has to engage in the violence that seems to follow him wherever he goes. Yet, the only times he takes someone out is when he deems it absolutely necessary. It's kind of, you know, well, it's him or me type of thing. On the other hand, the vengeful stalker working for the CIA director murders indiscriminately, shooting, strangling anyone who gets between him and his objective. It's easy to assume that having a conscience isn't high on the list of qualities one would find in a tightly wound killing machine. Playing on the stereotypical attitude that the government cannot be trusted to control its clandestine operations, the film portrays Director Dewey, Tommy Lee Jones, as using the guise of national security to accomplish his hidden agenda. Then, when the plot comes to a boiling point, our indestructible hero seems immune to injury after a wild car chase through Sin City's infamous strip, despite several collisions and the airbags failing to deploy. Bourne and his vehicle remain relatively unscathed. In past depictions, Bourne appeared more human and less like a fictitious superhero who barely bruises. Still, for those who have followed Jason Bourne's journey since the first release back in 2002, it is nice that this 2016 script finally answers some of those elusive questions that have nagged us. Watching Damon turn to his iconic role will also be gratifying for anyone who loves the world of spycraft. Enjoy this movie. I give it absolutely thumbs up. Enjoy Jason Bourne, starring Matt Damon, Alicia Vikander, and Julia Stiles.